Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I am your host, John Cena Evil here. Let's get right down to it, starting with a special Saturday edition of AEW Dark Elevation that was right before All Out. Tony Schiavone, Matt Menard on commentary again. Sammy Guevara and Tay Mello defeated GPA and Lady Luck after they hit the Tai KO and GTH together, and Mello gets the pin. Swerve in Our Glory defeats Jossie and Storm Grayson with a double stomp sit-out powerbomb as Keith Lee pins Jossie. Adam Page, John Silver, and Alex Reynolds of the Dark Order defeated the Factory's Cole Carter, Aaron Solo, and Nick Camarado. Camarado's still in his mob getup, and he has the nickname Nicky Boy on the back of his vest now. Great showing from Hangman and the Dark Order, with Page pinning Solo after hitting the Buckshot Lariat. The Acclaim defeated Invictus Cash and JPH. Max Caster's freestyle disses Swerve's rap career and Keith Lee's voice. Anthony Bowens gets the pin easily on JPH after Caster hits the mic drop. Ortiz and Ruby Soho defeated Emi Sakura and Balian Aki easily after Soho hit Aki with the Destination Unknown kick, and Ortiz gets the pin. And the last match of the show was the Best Friends and Orange Cassidy defeated Angelico, Butcher, and the Blade. The ending came when Angelico was trying to put the Navarro death roll on Cassidy, but Danhausen gets on the apron, tries to curse Angelico, but gives him a low blow, followed by the triple team splash as Cassidy pins Angelico. We go to Monday's show, the aftermath, or the fallout of All Out, as they say. Julia Hart defeated Alice Crowley by submission with what Excalibur now calls the Heartless, so we finally get a name for her submission move. Josh Woods and Tony Nese defeated Jordan Cross and Rennie D. Woods gets the pin with the Olympic Slam neckbreaker combination from Cross. On Cross, he gets the pin. Serena Deeb defeated Nikki Victory. Victory took control early as Deeb was trying to take off her jacket, but Deeb was able to stop her and submit her with this new, like, stretch submission move that she's doing. It's not the Serenity Lock. Private Party defeated Brandon Gore and JDX. Matt Hardy comes out during the match to watch Private Party, but they're able to finish the match quickly after they hit Gin and Juice, and Matt Hardy seems a little bit impressed with them. So I'm guessing this is going to lead to some sort of tag team match with probably the reintroduction of Jeff Hardy, so we'll get the Hardys versus Private Party. That's just my guess for this. Sky Blue defeated Diamante. A good but short match here. Blue was able to stop Diamante with the flatliner for the pin, and Blue gets a big reaction here being her hometown of Chicago. Marina Shafir and Nyla Rose, the Beast of Burden, defeated Madison Rayne and Queen Aminata. Good quick showing here from the Beast of Burden as Shafir pins Rayne after they hit the assisted DDT combo. We go to Tuesday's AEW Dark, also from Hoffman Estates. Josh Woods and Tony Nese defeated Brandon Gore and Storm Grayson. Woods gets the pin on Gore easily with the neckbreaker Olympic Slam. Marina Shafir defeated Lainey Luck by submission with a leg capture armbar move. Zach Clayton gets a victory here, defeating Serpentico with a Fisherman Buster. Julia Hart defeated Missa Kate quickly with Heartless. Serena Deeb defeated Sierra. Commentary had fun with their names being a bit of a tongue twister and said that somebody probably is trying to pull a rib on them. Deeb gets the win by that new submission move. Private Party defeated Robert Anthony and GPA after hitting the Gin and Juice. The funny part of the match was when an earring went loose from one of the competitors and the referee put it in his pocket, and Taz was yelling that the referee stole the earring. And the main event here for the Ring of Honor World Championship, Claudio Castagnoli defeated Ari Daivari to retain. A really good match here with Claudio getting the pin after hitting the Ricola Bomb. And then William Regal was on commentary here, and he was fantastic going back and forth with Excalibur and Taz. We go to NXT UK, the final episode of NXT UK here, as we start with a number one contender's Fatal 4-Way match with Blair Davenport defeated The Male, Eliza Alexander, and Isla Dawn. This was an elimination match with a male taking out Dawn with the Hopebreaker and a triple pin from everybody. Alexander eliminates a male after hitting a running knee, and then Davenport was able to end the match pinning Alexander after hitting a deadly-looking Falcon Arrow. This show happened to be before Worlds Collide, so this is how she was able to qualify for that match. Saxon Huxley defeated Kenny Williams with a sit-out powerbomb. And we get the finals of the UK title tournament as Tyler Bate defeated Trent Seven. This match was insane and a great way to end NXT UK's run. Trent kicked out of a Tyler driver, then hit another one of his own that Tyler kicked out of. Then Bate hit the 7-star lariat, a twisting senton, and another Tyler driver to win the match in about 20 minutes or so to become not only the first NXT UK champion, but I guess the last NXT UK champion, unless you count Braun Breaker's reign once he unified the titles. The last couple of minutes of the show, they show some highlights from the NXT UK history with his matches and competitors, ending with a thank you note. So a great way to end NXT UK. Definitely check this match out. And if you need some recommendations on some matches in the history of NXT UK, you can check out me on a future episode of Best Match Ever with Davey Portman and Brandon Harrington talking about NXT UK. So stay tuned for that one. I'm not sure if they're going to show any more episodes of NXT UK as far as like best of or highlights, things like that, to kind of fill up that time slot. But as far as new content, new film content, this is the final episode, as they stated multiple times on the show. We go to Impact Wrestling. Before the Impact, Ace Austin and Chris Bay defeated JD Griffey and Exodus, with Austin getting the pin after hitting the fold on Griffey. Matt Taven and Mike Bennett of Honor No More, the OGK, defeated the Good Brothers to become the new Impact World Tag Team Champions. Matt Taven gets the pin on Carl Anderson after it hit the Proton Pack. Backstage, Honor No More is celebrating as Vincent tells Eddie Edwards that he'll take care of any doubts with PCO, as the rest said that they're going to celebrate. And we go into the next match, which is Mike Bailey defeating Kenny King to retain the X Division title. Kenny King actually came out with Maria Kanellis, and she was banned from the previous match. There was a couple shenanigans in this match with the referee being taken out and Maria helping King roll up Bailey and get the pin for the win. They start celebrating with Honor No More until the original referee overturns the match, which leads to Bailey reversing King and rolling him up to pin him to retain. Brian Myers told Scott D'Amore that he was going to get his title back, just for Bhupinder Gujjar to knock him out and put the title on top of him. Rosemary told Jessica that she still has to get past the test before they can trust her, so they said that next week they'll test her as Taya Valkyrie takes on Chelsea Green. Aussie Open appears in an interview backstage, saying that they're here to take the Impact titles, and next week they'll make their wrestling debut, taking on Ace Austin and Chris Bay of the Bullet Club. Gia Miller then overhears Steve Macklin and Moose talking about taking out Sami Callihan at Victory Road. Violent by Design have a segment backstage where Eric Young gives a send-off to Joe Doring and says that the past will soon meet again as Doring goes on his road to better his health. So all best wishes to Joe Doring. But then Young tells Diener that he's going to leave him, and it's his choice if he wants to follow him or not. Mickie James comes out for a segment. She starts to give him a speech talking about her career and how she's been going through a lot of stuff lately, but the fans encourage her to have the best run of her career. She says she lost the title, she couldn't earn it, so she had to take a break and be with her family. Then she starts teasing a little bit of retirement just to turn around and say that it's time for her to prove herself and to test herself to be the best, but she wants to earn a Knockouts title match, so she's gonna basically just keep challenging people until she can earn the title match. But she says that if she does lose on her journey, that her career will be over. Gia Miller interviews Josh Alexander backstage about his upcoming match with Eddie Edwards, but Edwards interrupts and keeps trying to have Alexander side with him, just for Heath to come in and attack Edwards again. And then Scott D'Amore comes in and says that next week Heath will have a match against Eddie Edwards. Heath tries to apologize to Alexander's for interrupting him last week, but Alexander gets a little bit upset and walks away because he says that Heath didn't let him finish making his point last week. Mascara Dorada making his Impact debut defeated Alex Zane. Dorada, the former Grand Metalik, gets the pin here in a real fun match after hitting the Dorada driver and earned himself an X Division title match against Mike Bailey as a result. We see Jordan Grace approaching Mickie James backstage and tells her that she admires her and she'll be waiting for her when she earns her title shot. And they show a video for Yuya Uemura, who's going to be making his Impact debut next week as well. And the main event here, Masha Slamovich defeated Deonna Purrazzo. This match was pretty good. The longest match that Slamovich has had on Impact by far, and she gets the pin after hitting the snowplow. After the match, Jordan Grace comes out to confront Slamovich, as they'll have their title match at Bound for Glory, and she hands her a picture of Masha crossed off, just like Masha's been doing for her opponents. We go to NWA USA. Colby Carino defeated PJ Hawks, Gustavo, and Joe Ocasio in a four-way match, pinning Ocasio with the Sunsetter, and then Jamie Stanley was actually aligned with Carino. We have the new USA, NWA Tag Team Champions, the Fixers, come out to call out the Mortons, but the Mortons did not come out. And we get two national title tournament qualifier matches. I guess the winner of this will face the national champion, as Magic Jake Dumas defeated Luke Hawks with a Tombstone Piledriver, advancing to the title match. That's going to be at Hard Times 3. And then the other match was Dak Draper, formerly a Ring of Honor, defeated Jack Staines by disqualification after Dane kept pushing off the referee. We go to NWA Power, starting with a four-way match. Taya Valkyrie defeated Genocide, Chelsea Green, and Kylan King, pinning Green after hitting Road to Valhalla. EC3, making his Power debut, defeated Deontay Marshall by submission with The Purpose. And after the match, EC3 went to the podium, and he had a bunch of his Control Your Narrative guys with him, and says that they're going to be coming after Tom Latimer. So now with Braun Strowman back in WWE, and it looks like EC3 here in NWA, I'm not sure if Control Your Narrative will be having their own shows. It wasn't like I was watching them anyway. Aaron Stevens says that his new group with Rodney Mack, posing as a question mark, is called Black Glove Management. We go to a NWA World Women's Championship match, as Camille and Allison Kay went to a 10-minute time limit draw, so I'm sure we'll be seeing a rematch soon. The Cardona family cuts a promo backstage, but said that they're all going to become champions together. And the OGK said that Mike Bennett is entering the NWA National Title Tournament, and Matt Taven is going after the NWA World Title. And in the main event here, Flip Gordon defeated Doug Williams after hitting a cutter. Gordon also making his Power debut. And after the match, Otison comes in and attacks Gordon, just for Nick Aldis to run in for the save. On NXT Level Up, Duke Hudson defeated Miles Bourne after hitting a big boot. Ariana Grace defeated Erica Yan. Yan making her debut, which is the first match since May. And Zion Quinn finally putting an end to his losing streak as he defeated Dante Chen after hitting a running strike. We go to New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong as John Skyler defeated Lucky Ali, Ali making a strong debut. Skyler gets the pin after hitting a top rope drop. Eddie Kingston defeated Jake Something in a really good match. Kingston gets the pin after hitting the Hurricane that Ian Riccoboni called Backfist to the Future, which I think is the original name that Kingston used to use for the name, for the move. And in the main event here for the strong openweight title, Fred Rosser defeated Fred Yeha in the Battle of the Freds after hitting a sidewinder in a pretty good main event here. After the match, Rosser cut a promo saying that he could have went to AEW or WWE, but he wants to stay here because it's his home. And he calls himself the People's Champ of New Japan Strong and asks who's next for him. And out comes TJP. Rosser talks about how TJP helped him get into Strong. And then TJP challenged Rosser to a match at Los Angeles, since that is his home, and Rosser agreed. On main event, Shelton Benjamin defeated R-Truth with the pay dirt, and Cedric Alexander defeated T-Bar with a brainbuster. The only addition to the WWE Network this week was another episode of ICW Fight Club. That is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.